Title: Jubei Edit. Drive a breath effects from scratch in Ableton Live 12 for Rave Lace Tension. Intro: Hi, welcome. In this intermediate Ableton lesson, we're building a driven, breathy top mid effects you can drive across a phrase to create that claustrophobic, rave style tension you hear in Jubei Edits. We'll use only Live 12 stock devices, simpler or wavitable, EQ8, auto filter, saturator, compressor, gate, grain delay, hybrid reverb or reverb, echo, utility, and optional redux, and we'll work at roughly 174 BPM, typical for drum and bass. What you'll end up with, you'll make a short processed breath or sigh that can be gated, chopped, swept, and dirty to sit above the bass line. You'll pack the chain into an instrument rack with four performance macros: drive, form and sweep, gate rate, and space, so you can automate or play tension across an 8-bar phrase. Preparation: set your project to 174 BPM. Create a new audio track and a new MIDI track. If you have a dry breath sample, drop it into simpler. If not, we'll synthesize from white noise for more control. Step 1. Create the raw breath source. Option A: sample drop a short exhale, 50 to 400 milliseconds, into simpler classic. Turn looping off for now. Trim start and end to capture the transient. Use a short attack of 520 ms, decay 200, 400 ms, very low sustain and release around 80, 200 ms so the tail feels natural. Option B: synthesize recommended load wavitable or operator and select a noise oscillator or load white noise into simpler. Use an amp envelope with attack 515 ms, decay 150, 400 ms, sustain near zero and release 80, 200 ms. Add a low pass or band pass filter with moderate resonance. This is your raw breath. Step 2. Shape vowels and form and place EQ8 after your source. Create 2 to 3 narrow bell boosts to simulate vowel peaks. Form at 1 around 900 to 1200 Hz, hue about 2.4, gain plus 3 to plus 6 dB. Form at 2 around 2.6 to 3.6 kHz, Q 2.4, gain plus 4 to plus 8 dB. Optionally, add a gentle presence boost or shelf around 5.7 kHz. These peaks are the vowel character you'll sweep later. Step 3. Add tempo synced gating or tremolo. Insert auto filter and use its LFO to modulate cutoff. Band pass or high pass modes work well. Choose a square or ramp LFO shape and sync it to 1/8 or 1/16 note. DNB usually benefits from 1/16 with a slight feel offset. Set amount so the filter sweeps across your formant region. If you prefer precise gates, add gate and drive it with an external sidechain from a hi-hat or MIDI click to create rhythmic stabs. Step 4. Drive and harmonic grit. Add a saturator with 3.7 dB of drive, analog clip or soft sine curve for musical distortion. Follow with glue or compressor to tame peaks. If you want more texture, use redux lightly or a touch of overdrive. Keep it subtle so the vowel peaks remain intelligible. Step 5. Micro movement. Granular shimmer and flutter. Add grain delay or a short echo. For grain delay, use very short delays, low spray and tiny pitch detune. Pitch plus or minus a few cents, and dry slash wet around 10-25%. For echo, try sync at 1/64 or 1/32 with low feedback and a low wet percentage. These create tiny flutter and shimmer that make the breath feel alive. Step 6. Space and stereo width. Send signal to a return with hybrid, reverb set to an earlier flexion heavy preset, pre-delay 10-30 ms, decay 0.8-1.8 s, more early reflections than long tail, and HF damping to keep the breath airy. Keep the main chain fairly dry and use utility to keep the core narrow. Widen the returns for ambience. Step 7. Rack and macros. The performance control. Select the device chain and group into an instrument rack. Map 4 macros. Macro 1. Drive. Map saturator drive 0 right arrow tilde 6 dB and optionally saturator output or overdrive dry slash wet. Macro 2. Form and sweep. Map EQ8 band center frequencies so they sweep upward. Example ranges: band 1 950 right arrow 1300 Hz, band 2 2600 right arrow 3400 Hz. You can also map auto filter cutoff for broader motion. Macro 3, gate rate slash depth. Map auto filter LFO rate 1/16 right arrow 1/32 or gate threshold to change chop density and perceived length. Macro 4, space. Map return send level to hybrid, reverb and grain delay dry slash wet 0 right arrow plus 12 dB send and 10 right arrow 30% wet. Name your macros and adjust min slash max ranges so each control is musical and won't clip. Step 8. Musical automation. Driving the tension. Create an 8-bar automation idea. automate drive and formant sweep to rise across bars 5-8. Start low in bars 1-4 and curve up to 70-90% across 5-8. Increase gate rate to tighten chop density in the last two bars. For example, move from 1/16 to 1/32. Use space to swell reverb and grain delay wetness at the moment of release. Optionally, automate rack volume or sidechain compression, so the breath ducks under the drop and keeps dynamics controlled. Step 9. Resample and polish for CPU savings and final tweaks. Resample the processed breath to audio. On the resampled clip, you can pitch shift, reverse bits for whoosh effects, add transient shaping, and use a short EQ sweep to fine-tune presence. If you want a subtle physical thump, they are a very low, high-passed copy at 8200 Hz at a low level. Common mistakes to avoid: too much saturation, heavy distortion, will destroy the vowel peaks and make the sound muddy. Drive gently and tame with EQ and compression. Excessive reverb wetness. Big reverb will push the breath out of the mix. Keep most of the dry signal up front and use returns for atmosphere. Putting the breath too low, this should live in the top mid range. High pass around 120-150 Hz to avoid clashes with bass. Over wide chorus signal, keep the main path relatively mono. Widen only the returns so the effect survives mono summing. Bad LFO timing. Pick musical divisions 1/8, 1/16, 1/32 and test in context. Pro tips: use narrow Q boosts for formants and automate frequency slightly to emulate vocal movement. Map a micro pitch LFO of plus or minus 5/15 to drive so the sound thickens as you push it. Duplicate the chain for two layers, one short and bright, the other longer and lush. Then crossfade for dynamic variation. For live performance, map macros to hardware knobs and set safe min/max values to avoid destructive extremes. If you use drum bus, a touch of its distortion and low-end compression can help glue the breath into a drum loop. Mini practice exercise: make an 8-bar loop that builds tension into bar 9. 1. Set tempo to 174 BPM and make a simpler with white noise or a breath sample. 2. Recreate the chain and map 3 macros, drive, sweep and gate. 3. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip triggering the breath and duplicate to 8 bars. 4. Automate drive from 0% at bar 1 to 80% at bar 8. 5. Automate sweep to raise your formant bands by 600-1000 Hz across bars 5-8. 6. Automate gate to shorten the breath and increase chop in bars 7-8. 7. Render or resample and drop it under a simple drum loop to test tension. Recap: you've built a driven breath effects. Start with a breath sample or white noise. Shade vowel-like formants with EQ8. Add rhythmic motion with auto filter or gate. Introduce grit with saturator and optional redux. Add micro motion with grain delay. Place the sound in space with hybrid reverb or echo and pack it into an instrument rack with four mapped macros: drive, formant sweep, gate rate, and space. Automate those macros across a phrase to create the rising, rave-laced tension typical of Jubei edits. Resample when you're happy to save CPU and to give yourself flexible audio for arrangement. If you want, I can export a ready-to-use preset list for the rack with suggested parameter values for Live 12, or walk through turning your existing breath sample into this chain step-by-step with screenshots.